My guest at this time is Arizona Republican Congressman David Schweiker. He represents the Grand Canyon State's 5th Congressional District, and he is making headlines here early in the week by proposing legislation that would rebut the president's move last week to allow illegal immigrants under the age of 30, came to the country before they were 16, to essentially be allowed to work here and obtain work permits and not have to face deportation. Sir, thank you very much for your time today.
No, I appreciate it, Greg.
Tell me exactly what your bill says.
Well, the bill mechanically defunds the portion of Department of Homeland Security from being able to execute the president's order. But take one step sideways and understand how cynical what the president just did. He basically picked up the phone and instructed the Department of Homeland Security to ignore the law. I don't care where you are on this issue. You have to be outraged that this is what's becoming of our imperial presidency, where if he doesn't like something, just ignore it. The violence, the damage that does to just the constitutional mechanics of the country have huge implications.
Where does this stand in terms of likelihood of passage? My guess is you might have a fighting chance, if not a good chance, to get it through the House. But after that, what happens?
We'll have a battle in the Senate. But I've been actually very, very pleased. We only dropped the bill early this morning. There seems to be an upheaval. I've even had conversations with Democrats, which is fascinating, who say, yeah, we agree. We think this is really dangerous precedent because, God forbid, if it were George Bush or a Republican president who said, I don't like this portion of law, I'm just going to ignore it, they would be outraged. But they also understand this is about politics. This wasn't about protection of the country or the Constitution. This is about wanting to move certain constituency groups to the November election. And I'm hoping, I'm desperately hoping, both the politicians here in D.C. as well as the public sees through this.
As they've kind of explained that problem that they have between policy and politics, which way do most of them seem to be leaning at this point?
Well, I will tell you, my Democrat brothers and sisters, they care. The word I've gotten from the three or four I've spoken to is they know this is really bad precedent, but they're going to grin and bear it because they want to win. The Republicans both understand the law of unintended consequences here. That this actually, even from a policy standpoint, even if you supported this policy-wise, is horribly designed. The fraud it's going to create, the difference where, well, you're 29 and your brother's 30, you get different treatment. Your law enforcement, what are you now allowed to ask? What are you not allowed to ask? What is considered documentation? This is about politics, and if the president really, really cared about this issue, he would have picked up the phone. You had senators like Marco Rubio and others who were chasing this subject. He would have picked up the phone and worked with them instead of done an election year stunt.
Congressman, several months ago, I think it was last summer, there was another rule change that didn't get quite as much reaction, and that's that those who are here in this country illegally and are rounded up for arrest and potential deportation, if they haven't had a criminal record other than the fact that they're here illegally, that for the most part, kind of go easy on them. Did you have kind of the same reaction then that you
had? Oh, absolutely. And remember, I'm from Arizona, so we are sort of ground zero for having to bear the cost of these policies and also what it does to our local communities and our society. You wish to be compassionate and loving and caring, but at some point you have to deal with the reality out there of the federal government's not following the law and carrying out its duties, and in many ways shifts that burden on my communities and my local taxpayers.
We're talking with Arizona Congressman David Schweiker. And sir, there are politics obviously involved here. You certainly see the president doing this in a political manner. Even some of the Democrats you talk to see that as well. At the same time, though, the Hispanics are a rapidly growing demographic, and both parties pretty much admit that they need to appeal to them to do well. So is it hard to make the argument to them that this is about the rule of law and the Constitution and not necessarily something that's designed to make their life more difficult?
Hopefully not, but at some point we have to step up and tell the truth. And part of my hope is if you look at what Arizona's done over the last decade, we've had a series of different initiatives on the ballot, and all of them have received the majority of the Hispanic vote. But this is a vote that, there's many Hispanic families in my community who've been there long before statehood. So you often have to be very careful of what are you calling the Hispanic vote. Is it newer immigrants? Is it multi-generational families that are vested in the community? It's more complicated than that.
And another issue that I know you've talked about here is the economic impact, with obviously a lot of people out of work, a lot of people dropping out of the labor pool, and now, of course, this adds to the credibility of these young illegals who would be entering the marketplace for some of these jobs as well.
Well, and I've been stunned at there hasn't been more of a reaction. You know, many of the advocates for urban minority youth, which have now a 50% unemployment rate, why aren't they screaming about this, saying you're about to put another 800,000-plus young workers on the market? You realize the desire for political power is often so much more important for these groups than actually doing what they actually claim their cause is.
Sir, we've also talked to Congressman King. He's very seriously exploring a legal challenge to the president's move on this on constitutional grounds. If the legislative pathway doesn't succeed as a result of Democrats controlling the Senate, of course, the president has the veto pen. Would you be receptive to the legal side of this as well?
And my understanding is there's a number of different groups out there that are constitutional preservation, protection groups. And so many of them aren't even necessarily conservative. They just believe you follow the Constitution and the mechanics and the respect for the separation of powers. And my understanding is there's a number of those groups who are looking at this and say this is just one order from the president that's gone far, far too far.
Last question. I know you've got to run, sir. Very quickly, you mentioned that you represent a district in a state that's right on the border, ground zero in all this. So what's been the reaction in your email inbox and on your phone lines?
So far, it's actually been very positive. But most of my Arizona constituency not only understand what the implications are to our employment markets in Arizona, but also what this means just to the protection and preservation of the Constitution.
Sir, we'll be following your effort as well as this overall debate. Thank you very much for being with us.
Greg, thank you.
Arizona Republican Congressman David Schweikert represents his state's 5th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.